healing is dear of us.
Tens of thousands of people marched through Minsk on Sunday, calling on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to step down. In mass demonstrations that showed no signs of weakening, this nearly a month after an election his opponents say was fixed. Unprecedented protests broke out in the ex-Soviet country after Lukashenko, who has ruled the former Soviet state for 26 years, claimed re-election with 80% of the vote on August 9th. Opposition rival Svetlana Tikhanovskaya says she won the vote, but Lukashenko's security forces have detained thousands of protesters, many of whom accused police of beatings and torture. Several people have died in the crackdown, but Belarusians are still demonstrating across the country, with more than 100,000 people flooding the streets of the capital for three straight weekends. Lukashenko, who previously played Moscow against the West, has called on Russia for help, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has accompanied his recent offers of economic and military aid to Belarus with calls for tighter integration between the two countries. Nearly 100 people were arrested by Hong Kong police on Sunday as riot officers swooped on democracy protesters opposed to the postponement of local elections. Sunday was meant to be voting day for the city's partially elected legislature, one of the few instances where Hong Kongers get to cast ballots. But the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, suspended the polls for a year, citing the coronavirus. This angered pro-democracy opposition to capitalize on seething anti-government sentiment. Security officials in Tunisia say a police officer has been killed and another wounded in a knife attack in the coastal resort of Sousse. Three assailants were shot dead after the incident, which is being described as a terrorist attack. This is VOA News. More than 410,000 Americans could die from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, by January 1st. This is according to the latest model by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. It added that increasing mask use to the levels in Singapore would decrease the cumulative death toll. The model's outlook for the world was even more to triple to 2.8 million by January 1st. There are nearly 27 million. Tensions deepened Sunday between Germany and Russia over the alleged poisoning of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, with Germany threatening sanctions and Russia accusing Berlin of delaying the investigation it demanded. Russian opposition leader and anti-corruption campaigner Navalny fell ill on a flight last month and was treated in a Siberian hospital before being evacuated to Berlin. Germany said last week there was unequivocal evidence that President Vladimir Putin's top foe had been poisoned using a Soviet-era nerve agency. These claims were reiterated on Sunday. The Kremlin has denied responsibility for the attack, and foreign ministry spokespeople say Germany is stalling efforts to probe the case, as they have asked German authorities to do. The death toll from a gas explosion that tore through a Bangladesh mosque, has risen to 24, this according to officials on Sunday, as rescuers described how survivors jumped into a nearby open sewer to cool their bodies and escape the flames. Worshippers were at Friday evening prayers when the blast sent a ball of fire through the mosque in a town near the capital, Dhaka, emergency services said. There has been growing anger over the incident after the committee running the mosque alleged the state-run gas transmission firm had earlier demanded a bribe to fix the leak quickly. Investigators suspected a spark from an air conditioner, which came on after a power cut, started the blaze. The committee's president told the press that the mosque started experiencing problems with the gas pipes a few days earlier. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.